Blog Talk Radio.
When I'm down on my knees, you always pick me up, turn me round. So I try to do the thing. I know you want me to when you're around. Take me high when I'm low. So baby, there's one thing I need to know. You're my twin soul, twin soul. There's only
All right. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We got an awesome show for you tonight. A really awesome show. Now I have a friend of mine that I have brought in, and she's going to be with us here in just a moment. Her name is Autumn Edwards, and I have worked with her probably over the last couple months, and just amazing the things that that she has been able to help me do and kind of bring full circle in my life. So it's with great excitement that I have the show for you planned today. And I just really wanted to explain to you kind of what I'm going through right now as far as kind of where the show's headed with a little bit more education, a little bit more discussion, a little bit more just opening up. When we talk about all the things that we go through on a daily basis, whether it be the negativity or the turmoil that we just go on a regular daily life, it's really hard for us to understand really where we're going or why we're going through it. So what I want to do is bring in a group of guests each week that can help us figure out kind of why we're going through all this madness and help us to find our own strength to pull ourselves up out of it. So that's kind of where I'm headed with that. I'd like to go ahead and welcome our guest. And again, I'd like everybody to welcome Autumn. Autumn, are you with us?
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Hey, no problem. Thank you so much for coming. Autumn, you know, you do some great things, but what I'd like to start out with is just allowing you to tell the listeners, you know, kind of a little bit about where to find you, how, you know, your website, your contact number, stuff like that, and we'll get into that.
Yeah. Okay, so you want me to introduce that to the listeners?
Yeah, your website.
Oh,
you have a website?
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, my name is Autumn Edwards, and as you introduced, and the name of my practice is called Anahata Medicine. And I chose Anahata because that is the Sanskrit name for the heart chakra. It is my experience and my belief that we connect to the divine through that heart chakra, through that heart center, because that is where pure, compassionate love flows through us from the divine into this realm that we navigate through. And my business being named in honor of that has its website at www.anahatamedicine.com, and that's Anahata, A-N-A-H-A-T-A. And you can also put in my name, autumnedwards.com, and it'll take you to the same site. My phone number is area code 503-547-7870. And I'm based in Portland, Oregon. I have a private office in the southeast Portland area, and then I also am featured about twice a month at a local New Age bookstore that allows me to get in front of people that I wouldn't get to otherwise, and it's truly a gift to be able to do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I actually caught your picture down there while I was attending another seminar. And what I thought was really cool is usually in the cities that we're living in, if you sign up with meetup.com, you can find all the different spiritual health or your local psychics or your local, health type practitioners in the area, which is really cool because I found Autumn up on there too.
Yeah, I'm also on meetup.com under Anahata Medicine too. Yes, that's true.
Well, awesome. Can you tell us, when did you realize you had a psychic gift, and how did you go about learning how to utilize it?
Gosh, that's a long story. I think like everyone has this inner feeling that there's more, you know, that all the answers aren't at church, all the answers aren't in, you know, the meditation groups that you go to. It's this pull and this drive to get you to seek this inner truth that gnaws at you. And probably as a little girl, I probably would have said, if I could have been anything, I would have been a psychic. But I didn't know that was an option. So I said, an astronaut or something like that. When I was 18, I decided to pursue it seriously. And, I grew up in a Lutheran church. And, I talked to my mom about it. And I didn't even know my mom was meditating, not only meditating, but doing her own search for the truth in God and doing readings herself. No, I had no idea. My mom actually was doing readings, and I had no clue. And so she gave me, a few books to start off with that had some great meditations that were instrumental in my development. And I dabbled with Wicca, and I did the ceremony and all the steps, and I was like, all of these tedious tasks don't mean anything to me. And the only time that it felt sacred was when I got really quiet and I said my incantation, and that's when I felt the most power, and I could feel stuff moving in the space around me, just this inner feeling. I'm like, that's what's important to me, and how do I find that without doing all this rigmarole? And then I found a local shaman who taught me how to do spirit journeys in a, kind of a unilateral shamanic tradition. And that blew my doors wide open. Once I learned how to do that, I was off and running. And from there, I, was doing spirit journeys to get wisdom and for people that were friends and family that were close to me. And then I started to hear my spirit guides guide me. And they were like, you've been doing this for a while. Now you need to go do a soul retrieval. I'm like, I don't know how to do that. And they're like, that's okay. We'll teach you. Okay. And then, it started off like, you need to have a hologram of the human in front, like a person in front of you, so you can see their energy field. And there's this layer and there's that layer. And, do like a scan and we'll show you where the blockages are. And it's like, okay. And so it kind of walked me through step by step my progression. And so, and I found that when I would get a block, like they would try to, teach me something, but I didn't get it. Like, I was like, I don't understand. And it's because it wasn't in my vocabulary. If you think about, someone who lived you know, 500 years ago, if you tried to tell them what an airplane was, or if you tried to tell them what, you know, a cell phone was, you know, they're not going to have any notion as to what that is. It's not in their vocabulary. It's not in their reality. So somehow I would get guided to, you know, different local healers because I was suffering from something, and they would do a technique, and they'd, like, remove cords or, you know, remove thought forms. And, like, that was what I wasn't hearing that my guides were trying to teach me. And I'm like, oh! And they're like, okay, now that you have this in your vocabulary, we're going to show you what to do with it. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, it's totally appropriate to kind of have an eclectic toolbox and to kind of allow spirits or, you know, God, whatever, you know, name you have an affinity towards, to kind of, you know, weave this journey for you and just give faith and trust that it's going to be okay. So that's where I'm at today, I suppose.
That sounds really awesome. I was thinking because you were talking about spirit journeys, and some of our listeners might not understand that the shaman took you on a little different spirit journey than you really just like a spiritual journey where you are learning, like what I'm going through right now, where I'm just learning about my, you know, my spiritual ability, my gift itself. But you went on a little different type of spirit journey.
Right, so shamanic tradition, they actually believe that the soul leaves the body, and they induce an enhanced or enlightened trance-like state with rhythmic drumming or flutes or didgeridoos or whatever is their instrument of choice, and in so doing, it induces a trance state. And your soul leaves your body, and it goes to the lower world, the middle world, or the upper world. And those are different realms in the spiritual tapestry. And just because it's higher or lower doesn't mean it has like a hierarchy. It's literally geography. So if I'm going to go on a spirit journey where my soul leaves my body, really it doesn't. It's just your consciousness projecting. At least that's my experience. Or astral projection, either one. That consciousness, that spirit, that soul, that piece of you, like, goes to lower world by entering through the roots of a tree or jumping into a lake or a river or going down into a cave, and literally goes into a spirit realm that is below the surface of the earth, or, you know, climbs a tree until it goes up into the heavens and goes into the upper world. So that's what a shamanic spirit journey is. That's a specific shamanic journey. So that was what I learned from the local shaman. But what I do today is not at all that. I can, but that's not my typical practice.
Very cool.
Is that,
you know, I have...
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was like, does that explain what I was talking about?
Yeah, I think I get a much better picture. You know, I was looking at some of my callers. I have a couple callers that are almost, you know, near like 30 minutes. So I want to get them on there. And I got a bunch of other questions, too, to ask you. So is there actually come back to those questions later?
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Awesome. I got the first caller. And the first caller is area code 631. Can you introduce yourself to Autumn?
Yes. Hi, Autumn. My name is Suzanne. And I just wanted a reading, please.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. So, Suzanne, it's just going to take me a minute to connect to you. And Suzanne, what questions did you get some clarity on?
Sure. Do you see my son moving back to me in September? And what do you see with my love life?
Okay. And what is your son's first name?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, thank you. It actually looks like it's going to be closer to August than September. I don't know if you're ready for that, but that's what I'm seeing.
Yes, I'm ready, but why would it change? I mean, he lives with his dad now. I mean, I wanted to, believe me.
I just think it could be just schedule matching up kind of a thing, like transitioning from one thing to another. So it just could be like it's best for all if we do it like the end of August. But it doesn't have
to. But why would his father say yes? He fought me to have him for years. That's what I mean.
Okay. So why, you're asking why that would change, correct? Am I understanding?
No, I would like him to, but I don't know, his dad has him right now, so I don't know why his dad would just say, oh, have him. You know what I'm saying? He's not like that.
I don't see it's a just have him thing. I think it's just an exchange. It's not like I'm giving up something to you. It's more like, okay, it's more transactional, if that makes sense. I don't know if that answers your question.
I don't want to go on to him. I guess what I mean is that he fought so he could live with him. So why would he automatically just say, oh, he can live with you now? He used to live with me, but then he fought me. So he's been there for 2.5 years. So why would he just say, okay, you can have him now? Because he won't even talk to me for 12 years.
So just to make sure I'm clear, you don't have any kind of custody with the courts that is laid out then?
No, I don't. No, because he just fought and I have no more money. And so we've lived with him for the past 2.5 years. I was just had an inkling that he might want to come back. That's all.
I'm not getting a specific reason as to why. If anything, it could just be that, you know, the son needs a relationship with his mother.
Well, that would be great. I mean, I just hope his dad says yes. That would be great.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any other reason outside that son needs his mother. And you know, and I honestly think it could be just a trial thing. Like, it's like, okay, we'll try a visit and see how this goes.
Now a lot. It's just that he doesn't live with me, like, go to school where I am. So I don't know what you mean by trial. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I see him coming in to see you in August, and it feels like an extended stay. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 8 months. But it feels like an extended stay. So I don't know how long you typically have him, but it feels like he's coming in for an extended stay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a little confusing because he lives over an hour away, so he has to go to one school, and he's 12. He just can't come in for a month. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If he comes in September, he'd have to live with me and go to school where I live.
I see.
And in the summer, I have him 1 week on and 1 week off from end of June till beginning of September.
Okay. All I can say with you is...
How does your son feel to him?
What?
Is your son happy? Because I get the sense that he's not quite happy where he's at.
Halfway happy?
I don't feel like he's 100% happy. I don't know what the exact...
No, he's not. See, that's what I'm trying to say, is if he would move back, it would have to be like, you just can't be, you know, I'm going to go here for a month, and then, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
right.
I can tell you what the guys are sharing with me. What they're sharing with me is that it feels like the end of August that he would come be with you, and it feels like an extended stay. So that is the sense that I'm getting, and it doesn't feel like it's anything more than the son needs to be with his mother, and it feels like a transactional experience. Beyond that, they're not giving me any additional clarity, so I can't speak to what I'm not hearing.
I'm sorry to be asking. It's just that would be great.
It's okay. I was just like, wait a minute. What are we trying to get at?
No, I mean, I don't want, like, say an extra week in August. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah.
But you had another question, too, and you were looking at...
Romance?
And you were looking at the...
Love life.
Relationship status.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so with your... I feel like you have a current relationship that's not necessarily stable. Does that describe your situation?
Yeah. So I'm trying to know if I should just stick with it, or if you see a future, or him coming around, or should I move on? Is he mad at me?
You
or
know,
something?
I don't see that he's mad at you. I just, no, this is not, when you say this, I have no opinion. But the way that it feels is that he can handle so much of you before he gets annoyed. And annoyed may not be the correct word, but he gets restless, that he's just kind of like, okay, I need to just, like, do my own thing, or I need to just get some space. It's not so much annoyed, but it's more restless. I guess that's the more appropriate word. Do I see that changing? No. So it is your choice. If this is a relationship that suits your needs, then, you know, by all means, go ahead and stay. But I do not see this shifting. Any potential for shifting, it looks like it's about 2 years from now. So you need to ask yourself, do you want to stay in this type of relationship with this person to see if maybe something will shift in about 2 years?
No. So maybe, do you see someone else in the picture? For me?
I do see, like, you know, dating. But as far as, like, a serious long-term relationship that could last, it feels like that person is in about 4 to 5 years from now.
Well, I hope not. I'm getting older. That's a long time.
I know. But here's the thing. The thing with the future is that it's relative. You know, the beauty about getting readings and guidance is, you know, if you don't like something, we're giving you some, like, some foresight to be able to shift your path a little bit and make it more appropriate for you. So as of right now, based on everything that's led up to today, the most likely is that that lifelong partner is going to come in 4 to 5 years. Now, if that's not okay with you, you have this free will, and it allows you to create your life with the universe, and the universe conspires with you to create what you want. So, you know, decide to make that sooner and watch what the universe will bring to you in order to make that happen.
So a lot sooner, like I would like to be in a marriage in a year or two, a lot sooner.
Yeah. So just, you know, when you meditate or you pray or whatever your practice is, just say, when you're doing that, just say, I'm married. So you don't have to say, like, I will be married, because you're perpetually putting that out into the future. Just say, I'm married to the perfect partner for me, and I'm blissfully happy. And the universe is going to, you know, take that and go running with it. So you want to do it in a state of now, as opposed to, will you please bring me the perfect partner? But, again, that's continually putting that into a future time.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. I hope that helps.
All right. Thank you. Wow. You know, Autumn, I don't think I've ever seen this many callers in. And I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Okay.
So this is awesome. So
awesome.
Let's take a minute to clear. And we're going to move right into another caller. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So I got 858-858. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hi.
Hi. Can you introduce yourself to Autumn?
Hi. May I have your name?
Yeah, my name is Anne.
Anne, nice to meet you. And what can I help provide clarity on today?
My questions today?
Yes.
There will be 2 full-time positions in the company where I work this summer, and I was wondering if I will get any of them. I'm going to apply for both.
I keep hearing the word force, and it
feels
like either
force?
Force, as in the number 4. So I'm getting the word force, and that's either going to be the 4th of the month, or in 4 months. There's something about the number 4 that's important. And it feels like you are more likely to get the 2nd full-time position, whichever one that one is. You have a greater likelihood to get that one.
I'm asking because there is a lot of competition in the company, and the supervisor kind of leans to another person. So that's why I'm not sure. I thought I would ask you. So facing me. She's a younger employee, that person that she likes. She's much younger than me.
It looks like there's something, you'll be fourth in line is what is coming in as, and now that I'm trying to get clearer on it. So it looks like you'll be in fourth in line from the top pick. So if that person doesn't get it, they make it to the second person, and then they go to the third person, and they might go to you. So that's what it looks like. It doesn't mean you won't get it. It just may mean that you're not their first choice.
I'm not their first choice, so because I can tell you full-time positions happen maybe once in 5 years in our company.
Okay.
And it's I've been waiting for a long time. So if you're saying I'm a fourth choice, that means I will not get it.
Well, I mean, that's the most likely outcome based upon right now. However, if you work with your prayers and your meditation and envision yourself in that position, you're going to promote the likelihood of you getting it. Perhaps the person that they would choose first decides that they don't want that position after all.
She wants it. She talks about this each day that she needs full-time position. I work with this person. She wants the full-time position, and that's why I've been there a longer time and I have more experience, but she is much younger. And, you know, like these days, companies prefer younger employees. And each day, how much full-time position.
Yeah.
And if you heard during the last caller, too, you can always change your stance. So if you feel like you have the strength to get in there and say, okay, this is what I want, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to get it, through your meditation, your prayers, you can line that up. You can write down on a board on your wall and say, this is my goals for the next 6 months. This is going to happen, this is going to happen. I'm getting that spot. And just say that every single day before work. Say it positively and like you already own it. I've been hired for this position. And you will get that position.
I understand. I've been trying this for quite a while. It unfortunately didn't work yet, but in case if they so strongly want this person, I don't know how can I change that. I don't want to fight with anyone, but I will have to. I have no other choice because I need a full-time position and I have been there a longer time.
Right, but with the universe, it isn't necessarily about fighting as so much it is about putting good and true feelings, needs, and getting them to line up properly. I'm getting a little echo that's kind of throwing me out right now.
If you're saying I am forced in line for this position, it doesn't look like I can get it.
Well, you're thinking that is the way it's going to end. Sure. But there's other opportunities for you to...
No, I don't want others. That's the problem. I want this position. I don't want any other position in any other company. I only want this, either one or two. I only want these two positions.
Right. I'm not saying that you wouldn't be able to get that position in that company. I want you to get what you want, but the universe wants the same thing. The universe wants you to have everything that you want, and a lot of times we are the ones that hold ourselves back. You understand?
Yeah. So, as I understand, then your answer is probably no, that you don't see me getting this position, right?
What I'm saying is...
Go ahead.
what I'm saying is that the likelihood as of this moment right now, it doesn't look likely, but that's not a definite. It's like the weatherman saying, we're going to have a sunny day, and it does not look like there's any rain, but yet rain still comes, just not for the whole day. So, you know, the wind blows in many ways, and it's up to you to collaborate with the universe to figure out which way the wind is going to blow.
Okay, you can make it happen. Thank you.
All right, Anne. I do have some more colors, so we're gonna go. But give us a call back and let us know how everything goes, okay?
Thank you, Anne.
Okay. I think she's gone. Thank you. All right. you know, I have a couple minutes. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask you another question because I had it.
Sure.
You know, you and I talk about chakras a lot. And I, you know, we know that chakras are important to the health and happiness of our spirit. Is there one chakra that we might want to spend extra special attention to and what we can do to help us that or to help that particular chakra?
That's a great question. No one has posed that before. You know, asking me which chakra is more important is kind of like asking which organ is more important, your heart or your liver. Well, they do different things, so they're equally
right.
important. It's just a different role that it plays. You know, for health and wellness, I would say probably the ones to focus on the most is the second chakra, which is in the pelvis area, as well as the heart chakra. The second chakra is our emotional warehouse. It's our sexual energy, but most importantly, it's where all of our emotions are stored. The heart chakra is the center of our love, this pure, compassionate, you know, this unconditional love source that allows us to connect to humanity through the divine. But if our emotional warehouse is a wreck, then everything else is not going to come through in a way that's desired, because we're emotionally distraught. So we're going to be consumed by that. Same as if, you know, your third eye, which is your intuition, you could be powerfully psychic, receive information all the time, streaming in. But if your throat chakra, which is all about trust and trusting your inner wisdom and trusting yourself and trusting in your abilities, if that's all blocked up and bogged down or closed down, it doesn't matter how much psychic ability you have if you can't bring it through because your throat chakra is bogged down and you don't trust what comes in. You don't trust yourself and you don't trust your abilities. So, you know, they all kind of play together. And so you have to have all of them healthy to really, you know, have, you know, balanced health. And healthy chakras allow you to have a healthy external world. And a healthy external world allows you to have healthy chakras. It's like a two-way street. They affect each other. So, you know, I don't know that there's any one way, you know, that's best for keeping them clear. But the way that I do it is I imagine a stream of light coming down from the heavens that matches the light of my chakra or what it's supposed to be. And I imagine it nourishing, like, I don't know, like you're an IV, and nourishing that chakra. So for my root chakra, I'll have a red beam of light come down, and my second an orange, and my solar plexus a gold, and my heart a green, and, you know, on up. And then I also, you know, imagine either myself or my angels taking spirit dental floss and clearing out all the gunk, you know, just this beautiful white beam of light that just kind of clears out any garbage that I'm carrying in my chakras. And, you know, that dental floss, then I throw down, you know, to the earth to then recycle and you know, reappropriate those energies. So, you know, whatever resonates with you is what's appropriate, but those are the methods that I use.
I love how you have, like, such a good imagination about taking care of things. You're like, I'm just picturing a big thing of dental floss and chipping away at my chakra. Oh, wow. So that's awesome. That's awesome. Oh. Okay, so we'll go ahead and jump into another one with our white dental floss. Hang on just a second. We got, okay 512. Are you with us?
Yes.
Hi. Can we get your name?
Hi, Adam. Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. Thanks for calling.
Hello. I want to see what you can tell me about my current relationship.
Yes. May I have the first name of the person you are speaking of?
Her name is Raquel.
Raquel. So what I'm getting from Raquel is that she loves you so, so much.
like it pours out of her. But there's some stuff that she's not comfortable with within herself. Like it's almost like she almost catches herself before she does anything. Like it's this insecurity and this maybe lack of faith in self. And I don't know if it's a mental health issue or if it's just that she's just significantly uncertain. It feels like she's not able to follow through with things, and you know, she stops herself out of fear a lot. So, and it causes her to stand quite a distance from you when she could be so much closer. So she's distraught herself, but there's this love that just pours out of her for you. So it's kind of a tough situation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So what about the relationship would you like to have clarity on?
Well, actually, is that we're trying to work things out, and I feel where she hesitates and is not herself, and she just holds back, and I don't know what it is, and I've known this person for about 26 years.
Yeah.
And it was we had a friendship for ever, and then it turned into something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we seem to understand each other very well, and I think that's why it did turn into what it is, but then it's something's just going wrong, and I can't understand it.
Yeah. So what it looks like, and I am not a medical professional, even though I am studying Chinese medicine, and I will be a professional at some point. But what I'm energetically getting from her is she may need some help as far as balancing her emotions and her thought patterns. It doesn't necessarily have to be like antidepressants, but it could be, you know, supplements. It could be counseling, you know. But it makes it so that she can't follow a path, that she will start something and it's almost like she gets a roadblock, like something completely obstructs her and she's not able to follow through with it. And it's almost like she forgets. It's like walking to the store and forgetting how to get there and feeling discombobulated and lost. So that's why I feel like it could almost be, you know, a mental health condition. I mean, she feels completely sane. I mean, like, she's not crazy, but I feel like she just needs some support in her emotions because she can't keep a line of trajectory at all. She can't do it on her own either. She needs some intervention with that, whether it's herbs, vitamins, diet, counseling. You know, she can't do it alone. And so until she gets that help, you're going to continue with this pattern with her.
Okay. You know, and I mean, it's you know, like I said, she's been my friend longer than anything, and actually, as a friend, I'm more concerned for her, you know,
right,
at the same time.
Yeah. Now, was the romantic relationship about 4 years long? Has it been kind of in that arena for that time?
You said 4 years?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
No, actually, six, 8 months.
Oh, wow, so short. Okay. So... Okay. Sorry.
But, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it feels like whatever she's battling, if she needs some help with it, maybe the root of that started 4 years ago and it's manifesting now as your intimacy has deepened. So, So that's all I can suggest at this time as far as your relationship with her. But I can guarantee
you know what?
She adores you.
Okay, great. I need to know that because, I mean, I keep trying to talk to her, make sure, you know, and now she shut down from me, but I need to give her some time. But actually, right now that you're saying 4 years, that's when she said that 4 years ago is when she started feeling this way. A little bit of what you're describing, we were talking about it, and she did mention that it was 4 years ago that she started feeling kind of like she wants to be isolated all the time.
Yeah.
Or she feels safe at home. She does, you know, in her room. And it's like it's become her life now.
Yeah. So reach out to her and see and get her the help that she needs because she's not in a mental, emotional state to do it on her own.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Have a wonderful evening. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
You know, today I had a discussion with a woman, and she believed she couldn't talk in a spiritual format that was open because there were too many dark forces to contend with. What would you say to a world of waking sensitives and assuming an increased focus on keeping them quiet? Can we really make a difference in a world where keeping our eyes closed is a complication?
Okay. And Seth, I do apologize. I didn't hear you very well. So just to kind of reiterate, you were saying that someone you spoke to recently said that she sees so much darkness in the world and such it's hard for her to navigate in an open spiritual way. And so how can you do that when that's your experience? Is that correct?
Because quite often I see that confrontation is avoided at all costs, even when it would bring the greater good. So can we make a difference in a world like that? By bringing out a little bit more light, yeah, I guess is what I'm getting at.
You know, love conquers everything. I mean, a lot of time people are being confrontational because they're in pain, or the world is being challenging because it's in pain. I mean, think of, you know, when you're in pain or you're ill, you're sick, you're miserable, you're grumpy, you're short-tempered, you're easily irritated, you know, you're consumed by your grief and your suffering. And the best thing that you can do if you are faced with confrontation or negativity or that obstruction is to be compassionate and to give it love. And sometimes all a person or a situation needs is for you to just soften and just say, you know, I hear you and I'm so sorry. Or give them a hug or just say, you know, I see that you're suffering. And maybe that's what you need to shift. You know, if somebody yells and screams at me and they get me all riled up, you know, I try to take a moment and go, why are they yelling and screaming? Like, what's causing them pain to create that behavior from them? And if I can look at it from a perspective that the reason why they're acting in a way that's undesirable is because they're suffering, then I can put on my compassion hat and just be patient. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. And it was definitely, you know, you get that closed off feeling, the that's just not the way the world believes, so I'm not going to believe that, or, you know, and I want to help them, you know, I want to help them feel better, but sometimes it's like their feelings are so strong that it's a negative thing that it's almost like, you know, it's very, how do you just
But yes, I mean, I see where you're coming from, you know, thinking about where they're coming from and
right.
What's making them feel like that could help a lot.
Right. Well, and if you're asking about, like, somebody who denies the esoteric, spiritual, woo-woo realm and just, like, no, that's not real and that's false, and it's like, okay, well, I honor your belief, but I just want to ask you, have you ever had a moment where, you know, you thought about someone you hadn't spoken to in a while and then they call you moments later, or you run into them at the store, or you have this really bad feeling in the pit of your stomach and you logically reason a way around it that that can't be real, and yet you go into it and you find out that it was bad the whole way through, you know, there's intuition, you know, or when you feel like you're being watched, like, you just have that feeling of being watched and you look up and you turn around and someone's staring at you. It's like
right.
Everyone has had that. That's a universal experience. And if you can say somebody who's like, you know, it's hogwash, I don't believe it, you just say, have you ever felt somebody looking at you? You know, have you, like, been completely have your back to someone and felt their eyes on you? Like, how can you know that if there isn't something connecting us that's grander than this physical body?
Right. Good point. Wow, so we're all, I mean, this hour's gone fast, huh? We're only 14 minutes. Not bad. I'm very well.
Bye-bye.
Right? I have another caller here.
Okay.
And we're going to bring him in. So area code 978, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, yep, my name is Danielle, and I am calling from the Boston area.
Hi, Danielle, hey. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am calling, I guess, I'm at a point of transition, and I have been puzzling over what's next, sort of what the next direction is, and I was just wondering if you had any thoughts on that.
Well, I'm hearing that you're supposed to move to the left. So I don't know what is to the left of you. What kind of transition? Can you give me a little bit of context so I can navigate through?
Okay. I have been working on building a business for a series of months that's focused on self-empowerment and self-love, and it's been going slow but steady, kind of plodding along, and as is the universe's way, you know, taking me some curious twists and turns. And I've got a lot of the groundwork laid, but it now feels like it's time to move in another direction, and it literally feels physical, like I'm physically ready to be moving on to another location.
Okay.
So that's it. And so I'm getting my physical house in order now that the emotional and all the rest has been in order. And now I feel like I've got wings on my feet and I'm ready to start moving. But I'm not feeling a certainty as to a direction. So I'm just still going through the methodical, like organizing things, packing things, but knowing that there is a shift coming.
Got it. So I'm looking at you on a map from Boston and I see you moving. If you were to be, like, standing on a map of the continental United States and you're facing Mexico, let's say, you're facing south, I see you literally taking a step to your left and about four steps to the south. So I'm not sure if that's – it looks more like New York. As far as a physical move – I don't see you leaving the East Coast. I don't know if that was something that was on your radar.
Yeah.
Is there a specific location you were looking at?
The someday destination is California. That's the place that I anticipate ending up in. But it's not necessarily a pressing thing. It's just been one of those move as I feel it. I was living in Europe for a while, came back here, never planned on coming back to the East Coast, but again, never say never. And so I was directed back here again. And so I don't know, I'm feeling that restlessness, but I just wasn't necessarily sure, you know, where I should be looking direction-wise next. Nothing ear to the ground, but, you know, figured I'd check in with somebody else who might have an impression or an idea.
I mean, I definitely feel you going, you know, west and south, but California, I'm being told, not yet. I mean, it looks like if you're going to go there, it feels like it's about 7 years out. It feels like, honestly, it feels like New York's a better position for you. And that may not be ideal for a spiritual, you know, empowerment place, but that's the strongest pull that I'm getting. So maybe I would, you know, you could sit with that and talk to your guys and see how that resonates with you. And it could just be a platform to launch from. I mean, you've already, you know, started your path, but I mean, it could be a springboard, you know, to start in New York and then land, you know, in California.
There's certainly a lot of energy there, you know, that's definitely a lot of really great energy there, which, you know, what I'm working on is, it's a little bit different, you know, it's a little bit more entrepreneurial in its nature, more like, you know, workshops, networking, like creating a community, like a positive community. That's based on, you know, growth and things like that. So New York is certainly a city with a lot happening and a lot of, you know, really intelligent, intellectual, and, you know, just kind of motivated people. So it's certainly a possibility and not anything I had considered. So, yeah, I definitely, I'm definitely going to mull that one over and see what comes back. That's certainly curveball number two, I would say, in the lineup of curveballs recently.
It could just be a springboard. Like I said, it could just be a springboard that you need to land on before you can get the momentum you need to go to your final destination.
Mm. 7 years out on California, huh?
Again, that's just what's coming in. That, again, you have the power to change that, but you know this. So I'm not telling you anything you don't already know.
My guess is it is a little ways out. Certainly in the determination that staying here and starting on this work was the priority. I knew that the timeline of things was shifting, and I could feel that I was getting a little bit more grounded to this area, whether I liked it or not. It was where I needed to be. So I'm accepting it, and all right.
Bless you, Danielle, and good luck with that whole process. You're doing good work.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Danielle.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Very good. Very good. Well, we're just going to truck right along. I got 612. 612, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, my name's Jordana. How are you guys?
Great. And did you say Jordana?
Jordana, yep. It's Jordan with an A on the end.
That is beautiful. I love it.
Thank you. It's a really common name now. Like, there's a lot of people with it. And when I was growing up, there was only, like, one other person in my entire city. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, the same with Autumn.
Oh, I really like that name, though, too.
What can I do for you, Jordana?
Okay, well, I have a relationship question, so I hope you can help me.
What's the name of the person that you're inquiring about? The first
name? His name is Brandon, and we've been seeing each other for a month, but it went really, really fast at the beginning. And the past, like, week, I've just been feeling weird energy, and I could totally just be being a girl, you know, because I am a girl, so sometimes I act that way, but, like, even tonight, we kind of got into, like, a little tiff, so I'm just wondering what you're seeing, as far as, like, if it's over, or where we're going, or...
And you said his name is Brandon, is that correct?
Yeah, do you need his birthday?
No, 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 I just need his first name, thank you.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I think we both are kind of in the same place where it's like, do we want to cross this bridge? Like, here we are. He cares about you very deeply, actually.
Yeah.
And if you guys can get through this rough patch of tug and pull and pushing and you know, this kind of going back and forth business, it looks like it could be a long-term relationship. You guys
definitely, I feel like he's my soulmate. I guess. Do you see us being able to get through this rough patch?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I definitely do. I think he's needing to kind of calm down and collect himself and figure out, he needs to figure out where he's going, because I think this snuck upon him just as much as it snuck upon you, as far as how quickly it went. And I feel like he's the one who drove it that fast, too. Like, I think he's kind of the one who...
he definitely did. He was like,
yeah.
I want this.
Yeah.
And so now I've explained to him, like, I trust you, and that doesn't happen ever. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have never trusted any other man in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's a big deal. And when I do tell him that, and he's like, when you keep telling me, it makes me feel like you don't trust me. I'm like, no, that's not it. You just need to understand how big of a deal it is for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, he drove this horse, you know, he really pushed it. He wants to get married. He wants to have a family. He's all on board for that. And I see that that's the path that this relationship is seeking. But like anything with new relationships, you go through growing pains, and it definitely feels like you guys will make it through. He just needs to breathe and needs to kind of rein himself in a little bit and figure out, you know, make sure he hasn't lost himself, kind of a thing. And, you know, he knows you trust him. So if he's telling you, you know, you're making me think, then you don't need to tell him. You've made it clear. You know, so actions speak louder than words. So, you know, be nonchalant about things that normally would be be a deal breaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And here's the other thing that happened is one of my really close friends I've been feeling like not close with anymore. Her name is Jessica. I had a dream the other night that like they hooked up. So I don't know if that was just like my subconscious of like the fact that I can't trust her, or if that's like really happening. So I think that's been kind of making me go like a tad bit crazy, just a little bit.
I don't see that he's seen anybody else. That's not that I don't see that he's seen anybody
else.
And
well,
with,
I don't even think they know each other. Like, I don't even think she knows his last name or anything, because I've never introduced them.
Yeah, and I don't think that she's not trustworthy. I think that she's going through some turmoil in her life right now, and she, if anything, could use a friend. She's in a tough place right now. She's kind of stuck. So, you know, if anything, you know, I'd just kind of be more available to be there for her, because she feels like she's in a hard place. So, yeah, I mean, I don't see them hooking up. I don't see that being an issue. I just think that maybe there is, you know, who knows what that was. But I'm not seeing that there has any root in what we know as reality. So,
thank the Lord for that.
But you and Brandon would be fine. This looks like a long-term relationship. There's so much potential here. So just stop worrying about it.
Do you see us being able to, like, get through it, I guess?
Yeah, it looks like that's the case. But just breathe and don't overthink it.
Right. No, I'm definitely trying to. Tonight didn't help, though, when I texted, like, we were talking, and he's like, my phone's going to die. And then he called me from a different phone. I don't really think his phone ended up dying. So, like, that plays into my trust issues. Does that make sense?
It does, but if it was, but if his phone was really dying,
if he didn't want to talk to you, he wouldn't have called from. If it wasn't important to him, he wouldn't have gone out of his way to call
you. Right, he wouldn't have gone
you.
Out of the way and called
you. Right. So again, stop ruminating on it and just
kind of like let it go.
Right.
More or less. But you do see us being able to work through it. So that's
refreshing. Yeah, this is a growing pain. Just, you know, give him some space. Give yourself some space and recollect who you are. You know, sometimes you just have to come back to yourself and go, oh, yeah, this is who I am. You get stuck
right.
in the other person when you have a new relationship. And then you're like, wait a minute, who am I? So give yourself the break to kind of come back to who you are and then reunite and enjoy what you share.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I completely agree.
Okay.
And thank you so much for that. I appreciate
You're very
that.
Welcome, Jordana. My pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely call us and let us know how everything went. And Jordana, get a hold of me. There's a book I can, I want to say give you a book that you'll want to read. Recommend. That's the book.
Okay.
Recommend the book. So just email me at psychicstuff.com and I'll get that book name to you. It's pretty cheap.
Okay, thank you.
We'll buy it, man. All right, thanks, Jordana. And this is the time that I'll get sad because, you know, I'm usually, you and I can, we can talk like for 45 minutes to an hour past the time that you and I were going to stop talking.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it?
Yeah, we are going to do that to you tonight. But I do want to thank you so much for coming in. And before you leave, I'd really like it if you could tell our guests and our listeners one more time how to get a hold of you and how to learn more about you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. I love what I do. I feel it's really a gift, and I love the people that I meet. And you can get a hold of me either by going to Anahata Medicine on meetup.com. You can go to, I have two websites. They go to the same place, either AnahataMedicine.com or AutumnEdwards.com. You can also call me on my cell phone, which is area code 503-547-7870.
Very good. All right. Well, Autumn, you and I will talk soon. Thank you so much for coming in and spending time with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. As always, Seth, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, very much. Kind words.
There
Bye,
you.
Autumn.
Bye.
Bye. And I have brought Kelly in to chill and hang out with us. How you doing, Kelly?
Pretty good. I see that Gary's there. He's right ahead of me.
Oh, look at that. No, so
he is here.
Let's bring him in there, too. Gary, you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Oh, my goodness. Look at the clan. We got Kelly and Gary, and then there's Seth. Right.
And Crystal, when she gets done doing the munchy munchy bit, it's like she said she'd come and join us too.
Oh, sweet. Well, not like Jethro, you know, where he's eating during it, and you're like, so, I love Jethro. And
so
when you listen to Jethro, no, I love to hear you chew, man. I love to hear you chew. But no, it's good to hear you guys.
No, we got on that
as long as not the Chattanooga choo-choo, huh?
Right. Well, Gary, why don't we start you off real quick by just inviting you to let us know where we can find more information about you.
Okay, well, you can hear me, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Loud
and
clear,
sure.
Brother.
None of these have ear monitors, you know, so we have to hope that people can hear us. Anyway, my name is Gary Wimmer. That's W-I-M-M-E-R. You can Google Gary Wimmer, W-I-M-M-E-R. You'll find me. You can actually Google Reading Stones and find me because I wrote a book, which I'll be talking about here, about Reading Stones called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. So you could Google Gary Wimmer, Reading Stones, A Second in Eternity, because I wrote a book called A Second in Eternity. Any of these will bring up to one of my pages. Or you can go to GaryWimmer.com. /psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, but that's all G-A-R-Y-W-I-M-M-E-R. You put that into a search engine, you'll find you'll find out how to get in touch with me. Good to be with you folks tonight again.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Of course, you can always find the great psychics at psychicsgonewild.com, along with, you know, all our information, our personal websites. There's a lot of information right there at psychicsgonewild.com, isn't there, Kelly?
Yes, indeedy. It's like I'm typing one-handed into the chat room here, and it's like, yes, I still have the sticky A key, so I'm missing A's.
I thought you were chewing.
Who needs a bell? We got four more bells. We don't.
Oh, you mean I don't have to buy a vowel? Oh, good.
Well, whenever there's one missing, you know Kelly's typing.
Yes.
That's how
definitely.
Oh,
it's the
wow.
Sticky A key. It's stuck again. And it made Gary's name come out G-R-Y, and I was like going Gry. It's like, oh no. It's like I had to do it below. And it's like, no, it's Gary, G-A-R-Y. Thank you.
Well,
I got told right, though. www.garywimmer.com. Yes, and you can also find him at www.psycheesgonewild.com.
Correct. As you can feel tonight, we do go wild.
We were discussing that earlier. Did it mean that we were going wild if we were running down the street, you know, with our hair stuck up in all directions, you know, good old dippity do, you know, it's like looking like wild people, or what was it? It's like, you know, sometimes I wonder what people think of that. You know, they ask us, like, what do you guys do to go wild? It's like going, all you have to do is be on the show for about a week, and believe me, you'll be swinging from the trees with the rest of us. It's fine.
Right. I was talking to somebody today, and they said, so is there alcohol involved? I said, no.
Yeah.
We do take our shifts.
No, we're doing this on pure air. Would you like some?
Oh, man. Good thing this is a mature station.
Yes, to protect the innocent. Main thing they might possibly hear.
I've got
interesting experience about alcohol. When I'm 65, when I was 17 in high school, I got so drunk, I ended up in the hospital in a coma. And I was,
wow.
Last time I was drunk was 17. I spent the rest of most of my adult life traveling, playing music in bars and clubs and on stage and doing readings and playing music. And I haven't been drunk since I was 17 years old. So a lot of times I have a lot of, I guess, empathy for people who have heavy alcohol problems, because I conquered mine real early.
Real early. I can't one near-death experience did it for you, huh?
That was a different, certainly more fun than the alcohol experience, you know. Don't get my book, by the way. Either of y'all take a look at it. Got to get it to y'all.
I haven't got it yet. It's like, of course, then again, I haven't given you my snail mail address yet, so, you know.
No,
I want mine autographed. You know that.
I'll do that. It was certainly the most exciting experience ever in my life. It was my 1 second out there after a car accident, going out to the infinite mind and coming back. I felt like I was out there for eternity and came back and realized, wow, I was just gone for a second or two of Earth time. But
wow.
I wish I could push a button and send everybody there and back.
Just for a second.
Yeah, but a lot of friends say, how can I get one of those? I said, I don't know. I know it. Curiosity had a lot to do with mine, I found out later. But Dr. Evan Alexander's book, Proof of Heaven. And actually, I contacted him about 3 years ago before he'd written the book. I saw him on Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman. He was talking about his near-death experience, and he said made a couple of comments about infinite love being at the center of infinite creativity. And I thought, that guy knows, so I contacted him and sent him an early draft of my book and encouraged him to finish his, and he did. And it's a pretty powerful book. And What's interesting, he's a scientist, a neuroscientist who spent his whole life telling people that such experiences are basically a byproduct of the brain's chemistry. And now, of course, he completely says, nope, that ain't it. It's real.
Changed his tune really quick, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, you don't get any choice. You go through something like that and you come back and you just can't say it didn't happen. You can't say,
exactly,
I didn't see what I saw. You just can't. I mean, if nobody believes you, that's fine, but you know in your own heart and mind you saw something so profound and so illuminating and so beautiful that you certainly don't have a fear of death anymore. It's like, wow, it's so beautiful out there. This is the challenge. Not out there. That's taken care of. It's automatic. You know?
Right. Yeah. It is. It's challenging to know what we know and still manage to, you know, to live where we have to live. You know, it's like I'm real biblical, you know, biblically based in a lot of stuff, you know, and Christ told his followers that you'd have to actually get out of the world, you know, to do some of this. Is like, but you know, I want you to walk in the world and see what it's like. Thanks. Appreciate that, big bro, you know.
Right.
That's true. Well, you know, when you think about it, we go out of the world every night when we dream. You know, we're not aware of our bodies usually. We're not aware of ourselves as much. In our dreams, our egos and our reality are completely different. You know, some of our fears and our strengths show up, but it makes complete sense to us to be able to jump from one completely absurd scene to another, because in that world, they're all possibilities and realities. And that's sort of about as close as one can get to describing going out of the body like that. But it's so much more beautiful, so much more 3D, so much more
real.
If you could equate, very real. It's the realest thing you'll ever know. You come back and you go, wow, this is the imagined world. This is the separation.
I think that was actually in Timothy. It said we get a firm hold on the real life, because right now we see things in a hazy mirror. It's like our three-dimensional stuff is not quite as real as we'd like to think it is, and it's like the spiritual world is a whole lot more real.
Oh, it's the source from which this comes.
Right.
You know, all manifestation is basically from the infinite mind down, just, you know, right down to us and the ants and the quantum physics, you know.
Yeah. Indeed.
I like to liken it to, you know, the Matrix or, I'm just losing it today. The movie with the the big blue people. All right, you know, we're just gonna leave it at the big blue people. We got a couple of callers we'll get to right now. How's that?
I got one comment I want to put in. It's like I just learned this phrase yesterday. It's like, along with the the fear. It's like, you know, false evidence appearing real, which I'm finally learning to say. Yesterday I learned ego. Ego is called easing God out. And of course, somebody in the chat room came through and said, "Don't you mean ejecting God out?" It's like, that could be. You know, so we have an acronym for fear and ego. And I was like, wow, how cool.
No doubt. You know what? I lost my collar. Did you guys push the collar up?
Oh, no.
Oh,
203. Well, there's a 561 there. Oh, and there's a hum on the line. All right.
We all there?
Beth, are you alive? It looks like the Chainsaw Massacre on your end. What's happening?
Do we have, like, a speaker next to a microphone somewhere?
A speaker next to a microphone? No, my phone is in my hand being shielded.
I have you, Kelly?
Yeah, you got me.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
it was somewhere by Gary. Okay.
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, got you, folks. We're all back together.
All right, so okay, I'm going to snag this caller up. We just got a caller in, so I want to snag this caller up. You guys ready?
Sure.
All right, 313, you are on the line. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. My name's Mike, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Mm-hmm. So who wants to read or who wants to ask the question or what?
Go for it, Gary.
Okay, do you want, what's your name, brother?
My name's Mike.
Mike, do you want a 3-month reading? Do you have a specific question? I can give you a 3-month reading, which will cover a lot of information over the next couple months.
Sure, let's roll with that.
You want to do that?
Sounds good.
Nope. Okay, here's the way this works, actually for all the listeners. This is called lithomancy. Lithomancy, I use 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, and then 6 that pertain to different aspects of life. And I'm charging them up right now. You might be able to hear them a little bit. I hear them echo back through the phone. Anyway, so I charge them up, and in just a second, Mike, I'm going to say I'm ready. And all you have to do is say drop. And then I'm going to drop these stones, explain what I see, okay?
Sounds good.
Well, they're pretty warm, man, so anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say.
Drop.
Okay. Well, it feels like, from the way these stones landed, you're taking like a lot of, seeing a new way of dealing with your home, your life, probably with relationships and plans. That's all seems to be happening in the first week or so. You've got the Playstone, Venus, and Neptune all pointing toward 1 o'clock. So there feels like there's a lot of luck for you in being able to recognize like new power around your place, new ways of looking at relationships, and new ways of seeing new hopes and aspirations in the future. Because as you do that in the first week and a half or two, not only is it going to bring a lot of luck to you, it's going to help set up conditions where you can actually start attaining a new set of dreams, working on new plans, have them actually come through. I'm hearing some sort of intense distortion, so I'll talk a little slower. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes.
Can y'all hear me? Okay. I'm hearing a lot of distortion coming through. Anyway, from about the third and fourth week on, it feels like not only do you got a lot of results from these new dreams, hopes, aspirations you're having, it brings you a lot of focus, and by the fifth week, it feels like emotionally and with female relationships, you have a whole different feeling, especially around your environment. And that brings in, from the sixth to the seventh week, a lot of ability to look at the past and to heal from it so you can redirect your energy for the rest of this 3 months in a lot more empowering way. So even if you're the first couple of days a week, you may be trying to figure out what your next step is. You're not only going to feel it in the first week or two with a lot of changes, but it's going to set in motion such by the ninth to the 12th week here, you've really set up a lot of luck for yourself. You've set up business plans well. You've set up things about relationships better. And it's because you're looking at things differently in the first week and a half to two. And that's long-term leading you not only to you've got Mercury outside. It's leading you to make good decisions about travel, about your environment, about learning, and about all sorts of things with communication, with writing, publishing, finishing projects, that sort of thing. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. It sounds great. I'm out walking the dog. It's a little windy right now. But no, you were pretty much right on. Again, with a new perspective, and then definitely bring some luck. Because I kind of get an idea that that's coming, and hopefully that'll lead into a new change of job, and we'll move into that, and they'll bring forth that luck.
Yeah, because it feels like things about place now. Take control over those issues. It'll bring you a lot of luck. I didn't quite hear what all you said. I'm getting a lot of distortion for some reason, but I hope that made sense to you.
It did. While you were talking, I had you on mute on my phone so it wouldn't distract you because it's probably just the wind from out walking the dog. So I appreciate
that
very much.
Yeah, have a good night, brother.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling in. Let us know how it goes. Give us a call back.
It was wind. I kept hearing, wow, I don't know if y'all heard that, but it was like, wow, it feels like a hurricane's going on in the background or something.
Somebody was saying there was like some weather events happening in kind of the middle part of the country, Tornado Alley or something like that. It's like, has anybody heard what's going on there? Is there supposed to be some tornado touching down someplace?
I wouldn't doubt it. It seemed like they're always happening here in Tornado Alley. I know last week in Texas they had a big rush of them in Granbury, blew away a whole city or half a city, you know. It seems to be just the conditions. And, you know, the U.S. is the only country that has tornadoes like that. They don't have them in Europe, the rest of the place. It's here. It's our unique conditions with mountains and plains and water in the Gulf. Yep. They don't have them in Europe. Nope.
I mean, you know, I was like, they have plains. Don't they have plains and mountains and water over there, though?
Yeah, but
surrounded by water.
The particular geological setup of the U.S. with the mountain range, the Rockies two-thirds the way in, and the whole plains being so smooth, and the coast with the water, the Gulf Coast, makes perfect conditions for tornado. There's no other place on the planet that's that perfect for them.
Wow.
We are it. We are
wow,
it of the whole world.
Amazing.
Yeah,
lucky
really
us.
Is. 90 something like 95% of the tornadoes in the world happen right here in the United States. You know, I'm not sure about that statistic, but most of them do. Yes.
I've heard of that spaceweather.com. It's like, yeah, I can tell you what the space weather is doing. It's like, I haven't heard the planetary weather one, though.
There's a person last week that made a map of the United States and put like little lines on it for all the tornadoes that hit. And it's amazing.
Oh, wow.
They hit everywhere west of the Rockies, all through the Central Plains, Texas on up, but all the way up to New York and Florida. But they don't hit west of the Rockies. Maybe three or four or five. There's been one in every state, including Alaska, but they're very rare. It's all because of the perfect conditions we got in the United States for them.
I'll be darned. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. I never really thought about that. I guess, when we have them here, it's like you kind of assume that it's like, oh, they must have them, you know, Canada and South America and all over. It's like, never really thought about that. It's like, yeah.
I spent 6 years in Europe. I lived over there in Scandinavia and traveled all over that area. Yeah, they have rainstorms, but they don't have the kind of thunderstorms we have here in the South in Texas and the Plains and the Middle West. My Danish girlfriend, I brought her over here, and it scared the hell out of her when she saw a big thunderstorm. It was hailing. It's just like, this is the end of the world? I said, no, this is just happens every couple of weeks.
Wow.
Well, I live in the Pacific Northwest, so we get a lot of rain. I mean, I swear this is Gotham City half the time, but we don't have, like, lightning storms, per se, for the most part. I mean, once in a while, you'll see lightning. It went like a couple of years that I lived here before where I'd even seen lightning for quite a while. So, but you end up missing it. Well, I'm also from Buffalo, New York, so I miss the snow. So, you know what I mean? You take it for what it is. But I do. You know, you miss seeing that kind of stuff because you don't see it all the time.
And I think every time, because I see a lot of, like we all do, a lot of natural tragedies that happen around the planet. And, you know, nature does hold a trump card. You know, the rich, poor, good, bad, and ugly all get equal wiped out, if that's the correct
word. Equal treatment
word.
From Mother Nature.
Equal treatment,
right.
Yeah. So whenever those things happen, I scratch my head. I was doing this is an interesting story, and it's true. I was giving a reading to a lady. I won't mention her name, but she's a pretty popular host. She was interviewing me about my books, and she wanted a reading. I gave her a reading over the phone and told her in about 6 weeks that she was going to have some things with her place and she was probably going to move. No. That's the way it looks right now. 6.5 weeks later, she wrote me back. They got hit by Sandy. She got out with her clothes and her computer, and that's it.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
She, yeah,
well,
they got
all right. Wow.
They got screwed by the insurance company, and her hubby are moving out of state. And I asked her, I said, if I'd have known exactly that it was Sandy, and I'd have told you that, and I told you 5 weeks, 6 weeks before it happened that you should sell your house today, would you do it? And she said no, and I said, well, I probably wouldn't either. You know, if someone told me that, you know.
Yeah, right.
So, why things happen, why certain people get hell and certain get heaven, why we get different challenges, it's not a simple black and white answer. It's just there's so many factors involved. But it's never an accident. It's always some
yeah.
sort of thing that's has meaning far beyond what we can see. You know, there are no accidents. There's events by cause and event. Now, you can say, okay, it was a cause and event caused by Mother Nature and pressure and so forth. Yeah, and it has been happening long before mankind came here, but there's more than meets the eye as far as why the souls go through that as opposed to animals or just dirt, you know, before there was life on the planet, you know. I toss those kind of intense questions back and forth. There is no perfect answer
wow.
to explain all those things.
Yeah, indeed.
Absolutely. Now, I wanted to go through. There's a couple callers that have been here from our last part of the show.
Oh, really? Okay.
Show.
Oh, waiting to talk to him. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I want to make sure that they really have questions and they're not just listening in. So I want to give them a couple of seconds to hit the one button under their handset and just verify that they do want to talk or not. So give us a quick hit one if you don't want to talk, and just leave it on if you do, and I'll click you in. But in the meantime, you know, Gary, you know, I've never had a rune reading. Can I get one from you?
Sure, I'll be glad to. Why don't we give you one, huh? All right.
Yeah.
Let me do this. I'll charge these stones up. And again, I can only cover so much in 3 or 4 minutes, so they're more general than I did a psychic fair today, and in 10 minutes, I can cover a lot more, and in 20 and 30, I can cover a lot more. And I kind of look at the clock and see how much time I have to spend in each area of the circle. But as I'm saying that, I'm charging these up again, getting them kind of warm. And what I'm going to do in just a second is say I'm ready, and all you got to say, brother, is drop. And so let me kind of do the finalizing on them, close the deal on them, so to speak. And they feel warm, so anytime you feel like saying drop.
Drop, my friend.
Did you say drop?
I said drop. Let's drop.
I thought you did. I dropped them anyway, so I thought you said drop, and that was an indication. Either way, here's what I'm doing. You've had a lot of changes in love recently. And you've had a lot of changes in luck, but it feels like with the you got the luck stone and Jupiter here in the first couple weeks. So there's a lot of return to luck you're having. The luck stone's pretty much dominating the first couple days and weeks. And I think when the luck stone comes in, it doesn't mean just random luck. It's luck that you've created because you've recently gone through a lot of things where you've really updated your attitudes about a lot of things, things to do with life, to do with love, to do with where you're going, to what's important and so forth. So that's starting a lucky cycle for you in general. And it feels like by the second and third week here, it transfers into both better finances, better direction about where you're going, bringing a lot of things about relationships to the surface. So you can deal with a lot of things in the past and have a whole fresh new beginning emotionally, communication-wise, and strategy-wise from about the fourth and fifth week on. So the things you're doing in this first week, this dominance of the luck stone is really showing you how to bring all your things you've learned and all this fresh power and all this sort of almost like determination to go with the changes that you've had in life and turn them into your favor, a wise thing to do. That's going to almost like have a ripple effect. And it's clearing out a lot of issues from the past, both about plans, about relationships, and even some things about business, to where you move forward from about the sixth and seventh week on with a refreshed plans. This is not only in balance and harmony and relationships, but it has a lot to do with business at this point. That's really, you've learned a lot of ropes, learned a lot of new avenues, new relationships, and so forth. So from the 6th to the 7th and 8th and 9th week here, there's a lot of making new commitments about business, making new plans about how it affects your home, how you work from your home, putting into play a lot of things you've learned about yourself and about recreating this very lucky, happy cycle for yourself. And that's going to take you from the 9th to the 12th week here, where it brings you to a lot of fresh activity, both interjecting yourself into the public more, having more activity around your home that leads to both finances, love, happiness, fresh projects coming, all sorts of things like that from the 9th week on. So again, the first week here, how you're setting up this view of you're seeing yourself, how you're going to take all these changes and put them into play so they they're not just fantasies or hopes, they're actual dreams that are starting to fall into play. But you have to start with the feeling of luck here, and it feels like you're pretty well moving in that direction already. You know this, and you're reapplying it, and that's where it feels like it's going to start bringing a lot of Jupiter, good expansion energy for you in all kinds of ways by the second and third week. And by the third week, you really have really made a lot of fresh changes in your life to make this cycle more continuous, and that's where it gives you the strength to and the keys to know how to put things in the past in check, so you're empowered by them even more rather than kind of frustrated about them, that sort of thing. But that's kind of what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you?
You know what? I got to tell you, I'm going to give you a quick validation because I know I want to move into those two that are still here. But the validation for you is that I've been doing a lot of studying, a lot of cord cutting from the past, a lot of planning ahead as far as, you know, where I'm going in a business sense, but also where I'm going in a home sense, because I do work out
mm-hmm.
at home. So, I mean, it just, everything that you said is exactly the way I'm planning it. And, I mean, it's just validation for you. It's validation for our listeners. When you start putting that ball in motion and you start saying this is the way it's going to be, the universe just says, okay, let's do it. You know, let's give you what you need.
You know.
So,
you
so
want
absolutely.
To be pissed off and depressed? Okay, let's do it. You want to be empowered? Okay, let's do it.
Right. Absolutely. And you know what? I feel like that too, because I was talking to a lot of people today and, oh, what are you doing? You can't be doing that. Or I get that on my, you know, I get that from my friends or my, you know, whoever. You know, and they say, well, you're not, this is not the way that you should be. And you say, well, why? Why? Because what I'm doing for me, this works. This feels good to me. And I'm helping people, and that feels good to me. So that's a greater good for me, and that's a greater good for society. If I'm doing good for me and I'm doing good for society, then how is that bad? You know?
Well, hey, man, that's why I feel like you've got this whole fresh sense of love that's just and luck that's coming in, because you've consciously, you've already been there, but we all go through cycles, but this is like you've recently started a new fire in yourself, you know,
right.
A passion fire,
right.
Determination.
No doubt. Well, thank you very much, Gary. That is a beautiful thing. That it just works. That rolls everything into one little circle, if you catch my drift. Let's go ahead and grab some of these. Let me try with 561 area code 561. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, how are you doing, Lisa?
Good. I wanted to get a reading.
Okay. Do you want a 3 month reading, like a
that's great. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, it'll be kind of general because I don't have time to go into a lot of specifics. And the longer I look and feel the stones, the better, the more it starts pouring in. So it's kind of general for 2 or 3 or 4 minutes. But it'll it'll make sense to you, I'm sure. I hope so. It never quite makes sense to me, but I'm not the kind of person you're supposed to make sense to. So I say what I feel. But they feel pretty warm, so all you have to do, dear, is just say drop whenever it feels right for you, and we'll go from there.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you're really starting this new feeling about yourself and life because you're putting a lot of things to rest in the past. They've been kind of going on for a while, and it feels like you're right at this crossroads where you're deciding, do I want to carry this crap into the future, this doubt, this fear, this, or do I want to sort of close the door on it? And it feels like you're really ready to close the door and find a lot of balance in your home and in the relationships you have with people, the relationship you have with yourself. So this is a good time to look at what you've learned and look at what you've processed and look how the fears that you've gone through before in your life, you've survived them. And so why should it be any different this time? Because what you're going through in this first 3 months is going to lead you to, you've got the sun and the moon outside the circle. So it's leading you to having your emotions, your thoughts, your leadership, your ideas, everything on the same page. So if it feels like you've been kind of stretched through extremes recently in a lot of ways, and you have, now's the time to say, okay, now here's the way I'm going to go. Because there's a lot of balance for you and coming back into your life and the good feelings about your place and your home in the next couple of weeks here. And by the third and fourth week, as you go through these first several weeks of every time you feel that doubt crawling in about anything or things about the past, stop them right then because it affirms to you, which is correct, that you do have control. And the more you apply that, the more that control becomes the default, and you don't have to look for it anymore. It's sort of there. Because by the third and fourth and fifth week here, you've got a lot of luck and talent coming back into your life. You feel good about your place again, which is what you're starting with right now, feeling good right where you're at, where your home is. And that not only brings you good things about finances and so forth, it helps you reestablish some things about where you're going, things about if there's a man in your life, it gets that more on page a lot better. You seem like some of the differences y'all might have had are getting worked out in a lot of ways, maybe different plans, different ways of seeing things and so forth, because it feels like love takes a big bounce here from this, fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth week here, to where by the eighth and ninth week, you realize you've really turned a lot of things in your life around and you're ready to take the big steps. And these big steps have to do with you seeing new challenges in the future that you want to do, new accomplishments, whether they're personal or spiritual or artistic, but they're beyond just the rudimentary taking care of things. They're new hopes, new aspirations. And that's what happens when we let go of the past, new things come into play, which is what you're going through in the first week of continuing to let go and so forth. Because beyond this three-month period, you're going to find the moon and the sun, your right foot and right foot and left foot are working together. You're going the same way. You're not feeling this pull apart that you've felt or this sort of disillusionment that you've gone through and these sorts of things. So don't be afraid to let go of the remaining doubts you have within yourself, and then you get this real power to know how to really bring harmony into everything else in your life. You've already done a lot of the hard parts, so don't cut yourself short now that you're about to make the big transition. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I don't have anyone in my life. You said you saw someone coming into my life.
Well, I feel like you're getting a lot of activity and things done here, and it certainly feels like if you want other people in your life or relationship, now's the time to start thinking that way so you can bring it into play. You have to think that way first. You have to see yourself worthy. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a love relationship. It just has to be some relationship, socializing, feeling good, inspiring. because it feels like it's directing you into this whole process of getting balanced in the first week and having confidence is going to open up a lot of doors for you. Don't be afraid of seeing yourself as a winner. It's coming out ahead. Don't be afraid of it. No matter what's happened up to this day, it doesn't mean it has to rain crummy tomorrow, you know. There's everything cycles, and so we do have some power over when one cycle ends and a new one starts. We have limited power sometimes. We have a lot of power sometimes. But I'm saying, suggesting to you right now, because you've gone through a lot of difficult issues, now's the time to go, okay, been there, done that. Now what's next? Do I want to go back there? Do I want to take this whole fresh approach? Because as you do, it's going to, like I said, turn into more of a steady state. You don't have to look for it so much, but you start it. You instigate it. Don't be afraid to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Because the more you do that, the more you're going to set yourself to be a winner in so many areas, like you know you are, but you just haven't applied in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Have
yeah,
confidence,
definitely.
Girl. Have
yes.
confidence. You got to.
I'm looking at that.
Well, I hope that helps you.
Thank you so much.
You too, girl.
Awesome.
Back to you, hosts. Who's ever on?
You are rocking, Gary. You just, wow. I mean, sometimes, you know, especially you just blew my mind. And I got to tell you, it just blew my mind.
I've done this for 34 years. I wrote a book called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, because not many people know this. And it's a very visual system. When I'm talking, I look at the stones. They're telling me what to say, the way they point, the way they touch. And the longer I look at them, the more I study them, the more I kind of can hone in on more information. It's just a matter of time. I don't get everything. I tried to win the $600 million the other day, and I didn't.
Hey, we've got to put heads together with a goal and pull some numbers.
Right?
Oh,
no.
Well,
hey, so you do me,
right,
Kelly. I'll do you. And then we'll just, whichever one gets it, we'll just split it three ways. So we'll get that way. Deal? Come on, let's get together on this.
That sounds good. Yeah, you know, what I've heard is, like, you know, people will get together, you know, like the, like some of the big ones like that, where you know, like 12 or 13 or 14 people will, you know, buy the same number. It's like everybody, you know, splits like the pot. You know, it's like everybody goes in, contributes. I don't know how they figure out a number, but everybody goes in on it. I'm like, well, and you know, that makes a lot of sense. It really does. Maybe the three of us get together and go,
I just had an interesting thought. What if you had 10 million people all choose the same number, and they all buy tickets in a $10 million pot, and you know what? The state's going to take 20%, so everybody will get 80 cents back on the dollar if everybody chose the same number that won. What a weird thought, but,
you know.
No, you know, I think they did that in that one George Burns. George Burns played God or something, and it's like, or was it Jim Carrey? I can't remember. There's one movie that happened, where, you know, everybody wishes. Says, I'm giving everybody the wish today. Everybody wins the lottery. It's like everybody get, like, you know, 50 cents. That's exactly what happened, and then nobody was so happy, you know.
There was a LinkedIn group that I'm on that asked a question. If you had one wish, what would you wish for? And I put down there, and a lot of people liked my wish. I said, if I had one wish, I wished I didn't wish for anything, that I was perfectly happy with everything in life and the way things were, and could accept it and just didn't wish for anything. There's a lot of people thought, no, that's kind of neat. But I had that thought many years ago. In fact, I wrote a book based on that idea, a comedy about, you know, if you had three wishes, what would you do? But it started by me thinking, if I had one wish, what would I wish for? Well, I'd wish that I didn't even want to wish for anything.
The unwish. Like the unbirthday, the unwish.
Yeah,
the
unwish. Oh, yeah. Very, very merry unbirthday, yeah, to Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. So we have another caller. Let's bring them in. We have 951. And 951, are you there?
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome.
Hi.
Can we get you to introduce yourself?
Now, do y'all want to do this caller? Do you want me to? I don't know how this is. working.
Hey, you know, you're hot. Your stones are hot right now. I'm
I was
going
to say, you know, it's like everybody's heard, like, you know, our card stuff, you know. It's like what you've got is really unique, Gary. It's like people go, wow, a stone reading. One gal was like, you know, oh, it's runes. I was like, oh, no, they're not runes. It's like, you know, look at the picture. It's like, these are rocks, man. These are rocks.
Yeah, they
he's
actually
rocking with his rocks.
Awesome.
Your speculation is just reading a pattern like this is probably one of the oldest systems, but there's not much written on it. When I went to write my book, Lithomancy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones, there's just not anything written about it. So there's very little history about it. There's very little knowledge. I learned it from a very gifted psychic. She learned it from a psychic 30 years earlier than that, and there's just not much written history about it. So astrology, runes, tarot, a lot of knowledge, nothing about lithomancy. And I ended up writing the book because there was nothing written about it. That's why I was not trying to start writing a book. I was trying to figure out how other people did it. But anyway, to you, caller, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
What's your name, or you make one up?
I can make one up. My name's Lori.
Lori, okay. Well, I've been charging these stones up, Lori.
Great.
And I'm not sure if hurt out. Yeah, all you have to do is say drop when it feels right to you, and I'll drop them, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. Drop.
Okay. Okay, a lot of things in the recent past here are giving you a new boost of energy to help organize yourself in order to reprioritize, find out what's important, make a new list of things, because you, the way Pluto is, and it's probably have to do with relationships a lot and other things, but it seems like a lot to do with relationships. You're about to start a good phase here, if you allow yourself to, and that's because there's a certain amount of looking back at the past that you can't change. So don't try to change the past. Start to move into this new cycle, because everything intuitively and gut-wise and even people are telling you to move forward, move forward. So when everybody says you got blonde hair, you might have blonde hair. You know. So this is saying basically don't be afraid to move forward, because as soon as you start doing this, you're going to start paving a road that's much wiser than the past, and it's going to be much more rewarding. It's going to give you the strength to not get in sort of a circle here where you feel like good luck, bad luck, unpredictable, good luck, bad luck, unpredictable, that sort of thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you go through this first week and a half or two, you're learning a lot of things, whether it's school or life or experience. You're doing a lot of coordination, organizing, reprioritizing, putting things in the right level for you. So it's giving you a new foundation here to go with. And that's helping you make very clear decisions here in the second to third week that have to do with men, relationships, having to do with plans in your life and where you want to go. So, again, you can't change this past. So start reliving it, empower you in how to organize in this next couple of days and week. And that brings you to the point by the third and fourth and fifth week here when you have a lot of luck coming back in your life because of love, because of relationships, because of new ideas about your life, and because you've allowed yourself to sort of see things from a different point of view. Maybe see yourself more winning things than wondering about if they're winnable, that sort of thing. Because by the eighth and ninth week here, with the sun, the moon, Uranus all lining up, you've not only got yourself really well organized on plans, on relationships, much better, and you've gone through a lot of changes to help you not only see things in a different way, but operate things in a different way. And that starts opening you up from the ninth to the 12th week here with the magic stone and commitments and place. You have both with commitments, whether it's jobs or commitment to yourself in this process of re-empowerment or commitments in relationships. It feels like they're all worked out a lot. And you're going to look back and you're going to realize how much you've gained in this process and how much it's given you control over your home again, your environment, your life. So take what you've seen here in the past recently with your own doubts and changes and how you dealt with things, and allow that to help you have a whole new system point of reference here in the next couple weeks. That's the basis of it. And from there, there's a lot of great expansion and luck for you. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yeah, I've been pondering about all the opportunities I missed, or because, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, don't worry about the ones you missed. Find new ones that are even better.
Okay.
Really? That's why you missed them. You were supposed to miss them. You did. Fine. Go on, because there's something better around the corner. And you know what? The more you believe in the best things happening to you, the more you bring that about, you know. I mean, I struggle to make a living all the time and blah, 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 and I think, well, I'm not thinking that way. I make a living and I don't have to get in traffic, you know. So why complain? Okay, I don't take as much money as somebody else. That's fine, you know. Look at the glass half full. It'll always reward you by going fuller. You look at it half empty, you're going to watch it evaporate, you know.
Great. Thank you.
I hope that helps you, girl. You can listen back on the archives, and it'll make more sense to you, too.
It would make perfect sense. Thank you very much. It's about what I was thinking about today.
So yep, move forward.
Resonating.
Leave the past be. Learn from it and grow real quickly here in the next couple of weeks. Going to give you a lot of good decision-making power.
Okay, thank you.
You too, girl.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just listen in.
Awesome.
Back.
Now, wait a second. I think I got the wrong one. Whoops. Welcome back, Gary. How you doing?
Okay.
I accidentally muted you.
I hear the mute, unmute, and I think, well, something's doing it, not me, but.
Here I go.
Studio Gremlin.
Like, Kelly, let's just get him out of here. It'll be you and me.
Heck no. I'm packing him in a bag with me wherever I go.
I know, right? After that reading, I think you can stay at my house, man. We'll save money together.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wish I could read stones for myself. I can't separate myself from them, you know, that much. I can't be objective, you know. It's like, I hope that means that. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's exactly why we ask other people. You know, it's like we've had that discussion on other episodes of, you know, it's like you never try to do your own reading because you can't see the forest for the trees. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're
mm-hmm.
too involved in your own sense. It's like, you know, you kind of go, and that's the nice thing about the Psychic Scum Wild family. It's like, you know, you can call somebody and say, you getting anything for me because I got so many trees around here. I can't see the forest. Can you help me out here with the path, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes all it takes is just like, you know, a question, or it's like, you know, one or two things, and it's like all of a sudden, bing, it's like, you know, it makes it really clear. It's like, yeah, thank you, you know, that was awesome, thank you. But the exchanges are really nice. Oh, goodness. There was, and then there, I know we kind of talked about this a little bit, but we talked about it over on that other place over there where we, sadly enough, lost all of our archives, and it's like, so I know probably nobody was able to hear some of that, so we're gonna revisit some of this a little bit, but Gary was telling about, oh man, he's had all kinds of adventures, and of course we're going to extract all those out of him one by one, but he was telling about that he learned, there was a time and place, I can't remember if it was over in Europe, but it's like you were somewhere, and you didn't have his rocks with him, so it's like, he used like other stuff, you know. It's like, I don't know, whether it was like, you know, the pop can or the, you know, the pencil or, you know, whatever it was. It's like, kind of tell us about that episode, you know, where really you were using
other stuff
to read what has been rocks, you know.
Well, I've been given readings since the early 70s and with lithomancy since the 80s. And in 1993, I went over to Europe to perform. I'm also a musician and ended up just staying over there, living over there. So a lot of people got to know me, and a lot of times people would ask me for a reading, and I wouldn't have my stones. They'd be back at my girlfriend's house or somewhere else, because there's three or four different places I would stay depending on where I'm playing. So one time I just got tired of making excuses about me not having my little tools with me, So I told the lady, actually I gave three or four readings this way that night, to just rearrange a bunch of stuff on a table. And there was an ashtray, a guitar string, a drink, a card, you know, a coin, a piece of jewelry. And I just asked one, first person I asked to just arrange stuff on the table. And next time I asked the person to put rearrange stuff on a table and add stuff out of their purse, just some trinkets. And each time I would leave the room for just a minute or so and come back, knowing that if I applied my intuition, I could read the signs, whatever was laid there, whatever was, however they arranged this stuff. And, yeah, I just read coffee cups and guitar strings and, you know, whatever was arranged how it was. And the reason I know that works, as I was telling you, Kelly, because it's all reading symbolism, bottom line. And in 1977, for a solid week before I had my out-of-body near-death experience as a result of a car crash, for a solid week, my psychic ability had just started escalating out of nowhere. And I was able to tell what was going to happen next by just putting my mind to it. And I was forecasting pool games and what was going to be on TV and who's going to call next. And this was not once, but this was over and over and over for a week. And I was freaking out my friends and myself as well. Until I finally...
Where it was coming from.
Yeah, it was. It was, where's this coming from? And I went through a week of that. And at the end of that week, like I said, I had that car accident. I got hit by a speeding car. I was a pedestrian. And I went out to the tunnel of light and came back. And now it all made sense. And what it made sense about is all the symbolism I was seeing in things. I was not only seeing how I read symbolism, but I was seeing how everybody can read symbolism. They can allow themselves just to know how they interpret the world, and that includes interpreting cards or signs or frogs jumping or what grandma says, you know, the undertones. I mean, we pick up a certain amount of that anyway, the undertones, you know. What did that mean? What did that imply? But if we assume that the universe is always talking in such symbolism, then we open up ourselves to the ability to tap into it and to learn from it. And that's one thing I always stress. No, I can't always read the stones for myself, but I can read other signs because I don't have to lift myself. I don't have to watch stones for 5 minutes and try to figure them out. I get instantaneous signs all the time from birds, from numbers, from phone calls, from the next person I talk to, from what this person said today. Oh, it gave me a card, too. So it's all, and I only suggest that people, they do that somewhat naturally anyway, but if you, it's like you, if you delve into it deeper, let it talk to you even more, lose any doubts that it can talk to you, then you're opening yourself up to your own psychic ability and a lot more about how to read the signs and a lot more about, you know, no matter who you are, what you know, you're going to get curveballs. You can't know everything about where life's headed, but you can know a lot more than you do. Just like if you study chess, you know a lot more than if you just sit down and try to play.
Right, yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah, there you go, yeah.
So there's ways to learn everything. And your own psychic ability, learning about how you intuit things, how you feel things, how your symbolism registers to you, how your own mind, your own mechanics of your own soul connect with the infinite, that's valuable information. It's the most valuable information you'll ever have in your life. So I always suggest to people, whether it's in readings or in life or whatever, I always suggest to people that read the signs. Assume the universe can tell you, yeah, I can help you, I can give you some hints, but you're going to have to make the decision. So read the sign, you know. Believe you have the empowerment. Believe you can swim across that Olympic pool, and you will. If you think you're going to drown, you ain't going to make it. <You know? laughs> You're disabling yourself.
So true.
All right, Gary. Well, you know what? We're going to have to start wrapping this up, guys. We're having way too much fun.
Oh, we got 1 minute left. Oh, my goodness. Wow, this went too fast.
Yeah, we just
down.
I know. Well, Gary, why don't you tell us where we can get a hold of you, your website,
okay,
your contact. Let's go.
My website is one way to find me. It's garywimmer.com/psychic. That's GARYWIMMER.com. facebook.com/psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C. Or you can Google Gary Wimmer Psychic, you'll find me. Or you can Google Gary Wimmer, you'll find me. Or you can Google Reading Stones, because my book, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. Or you can call me, 512-707-0836. But I do readings on the phone. Most of them are over the phone for 30 minutes or 60 minutes. And I'm honored to be with you folks tonight, and glad to have some people who liked our readings and our crazy energy, and wanted to thank you all for hosting it tonight and having me on. It's an honor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Gary. All right, well, as always, you can find
us
at...
Thank you. It's like, he teaches a lot, too.
Yeah. So, psychicsgonewild.com. Thank you very much for tuning in, and have a great day.